Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There's video out this week that shows the confusion that surrounds the efforts by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to fight what he calls voter fraud. The video was taken in August as police arrested 19 people for alleged voter fraud. One video shows the arrest of a man who expresses confusion about why he was allowed to vote in 2020 if it was illegal. Here he is asking the officer.
Why would y'all let me vote if I wasn't able to vote?
I'm not sure, buddy. I don't know.
And then why now? This happened years ago. Why now? Why me?
That video was obtained by the Tampa Bay Times and Miami Herald. The man seen in the video, Tony Patterson, is a registered sex offender in Florida that disqualifies someone from voting. But this gets confusing because in 2018, a Florida constitutional amendment restored the right to vote for many other felons. We're going to bring in Neil Vols now. He is deputy director of the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition. He is a former felon and joins us from Tampa. Hi, Neil.
Oh, thank you so much for shining a light on this important issue.
Well, maybe you can help us understand really what's going on here, because in the videos of the arrests, even the police don't seem to know what's happening. They appear sympathetic to the people that they're arresting. What's going on in your view?
Well, I think the video is very clear that it's putting a human face on a broken system, a system that we could fix by focusing on the verification process on the front end. If we followed other states and had a system in which people could get verified as eligible voters on the front end, nobody would be arrested on the back end. And that's what we're encouraging people to look at and know that there is a way for us to fix this problem so that we don't have to spend all this money on law enforcement and see the pain of people like those that we see on these videos.
The law in Florida, though, says people convicted of murder or felony sex crimes are not allowed to vote even after they serve their time. So why were they allowed to register to vote, which apparently many did?
I think that gets to the crux of the challenge here, is that we have a system problem, that if people could get verified on the front end, we know that nobody would need to be arrested on the back end. It's kind of like going into the DMV as a 13-year-old and asking for some access to drive, and they give you a driver's license for 3 years and then arrest you afterwards. Nobody would stand for that situation. We just believe that we should expect that we can know who's on the rolls and that people can have assurances when the government gives them a voter ID card that they are, in fact, eligible. If you can't trust the government to tell you whether you're eligible or not, who can you trust?
Well, Governor DeSantis of Florida has spoken out about who's eligible to vote and who's not. He is, we should say, seeking re-election. He could run for president in 2024. So some see this all as a political maneuver. And the arrests were conducted by DeSantis' new Office of Election Crimes and Security Fraud. Let's listen to what the governor had to say the day of the arrests.
They are disqualified from voting because they've been convicted of either murder or sexual assault, and they do not have the right to vote.
So, Neil, should these people the governor's talking about have known that they can't vote?
Well, I think each individual needs to be able to take responsibility for filling out forms and knowing what their background is. At the same time, the state has the final responsibility for determining eligibility. And when you're giving out voter ID cards to people, that gives the impression that you are saying that somebody's eligible. And so we think that as long as we have a system in which the state is unable to verify voter eligibility, they should not be arresting people on the back end.
Of the 19 people who were arrested, 12 were registered as Democrats. At least 13 are Black. Do you know why these people were chosen for what were very high-profile arrests?
Yeah, I don't know what the intent is behind some of the decision-making, but I know that the impact shows some of the things that we already know. The criminal justice system disproportionately impacts African Americans, and we're seeing that play out here. And so we also know that returning citizens in the state of Florida are a diverse group of people from all walks of life, all political persuasions, and we know that everybody is being impacted by this because we see the support and the calls coming in from people who are Republicans and Democrats and independents and from all parts of the state. This is an issue that is galvanizing the public in a way that says we want to defend our democracy and we want to defend our republic and we want to to do so in a way that doesn't lead to these unnerving reports of our fellow citizens being arrested by law enforcement.
Is there evidence of former felons knowingly voting when they were not supposed to?
I haven't seen any of that evidence. I've read the affidavits, I've seen these videos, and what I see are individuals who are excited and hopeful about voting and having their voices heard in the community, and instead are now being told that they are being charged with voter fraud, which includes a responsibility to prove the intent that you were, in fact, trying to commit fraud.
And if they're convicted, they could face up to 5 years in prison and $5,000 in fines. By the way, we mentioned the 2018 amendment that restored voting rights for many but not all felons. Not long after that, the Republican legislature in Florida passed a new law that forces those former felons to pay court fines and fees before they can vote. So there are a lot of stipulations there. What are you hearing from people who may have voted and are now wondering if they were breaking the law?
Well, we know that there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of fear in the community. And what we're encouraging folks to do is to make sure to, you know, take a step at a time and go register to vote if they're eligible. And if people are unclear about it, this might be a moment in time in which they go get a friend or a relative or a neighbor and say, hey, I'm encouraging you and your family to get out and vote. Be my voice because I need to step this cycle out because the system isn't working and I don't want to put myself in harm's way.
Neil Volz, Deputy Director of the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition. Nice to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for shining a light on this.